Hey, everybody. Why is Congress going after the Arizona audit? And also, what's going on with the debt ceiling? We are joined today by Marjorie Taylor Greene to help us unpack all of that. If you want to support our program, you can do so by going to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Candace from Baldwin, Wisconsin. Thank you for your support. Anthony from Palmdale, California. Thank you. Tina from Trent Woods, Alabama. Thank you. Deborah from Newberry Park, California. Thank you. Michael from Cathedral City, California. Thank you. Tracy from Glendale, California. And Kathy from Bridgeport, West Virginia. CharlieKirk.com/support. That's CharlieKirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing to reach millions of young people every single month. That is our goal. CharlieKirk.com/support. Thank you for making what we do possible to hire more staff and to make our work flourish. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get behind Turning Point USA, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war, go to tpusa.com, start a high school chapter, start a college chapter, do it today. If you want to go to our campus tour, it's tpusa.com/CRT. That's tpusa.com/CRT. And if you want to get involved with America Fest, which is our largest American celebration, December 18, 19, 2021, tpusa.com/AmFest. Important episode, debt ceiling is about to be raised. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. I want to get into the Arizona audit and kind of how the regime is handling that. And then we are going to dive deeper into the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that is posturing against moms and dads that are showing up to school boards across the country just because they are engaging in wrongthink and wrong speech. If you don't think that 1984 is here, you're not looking close enough. It's actually closer to Animal Farm in some ways. We'll do a whole Orwell summary. We try to keep that narrative going because Orwell was right about a lot because he understood what happens when people get power absent an objective morality. So we're going to get into that later in the hour. And also I want to talk about, if we have some time, because it's always time is a limited resource around here, I want to talk about the debt ceiling if we can. We might get into that in the next segment. But first, I want to talk about the Arizona audit. So the Arizona audit had come out and said that there were anywhere between 55,000 and 75,000 illegally administered votes in Arizona, phantom voters, duplicate voters, ghost voters. And despite this, there has been this backlash from the media saying that, oh, there was no fraud at all whatsoever. There was nothing at all to see. Now, the audit does not say that. And so in response to that, what is the regime's and the Democrats' way to handle the audit? Now, they are doing an oversight committee to try to make sure that no more audits happen. They want to make sure that this is the end of audits as we know it. Now, why would they be doing a federal oversight committee hearing if they were not worried about more audits? I thought the audit showed that Joe Biden won by more votes. If the audit confirmed what they want, why are they now having a federal oversight committee on a state-run audit? Do you notice they do not have federal oversight committees run by Democrats on the open borders, on rising crime? You know that murders are up 30% this year since last year, since we decided to usher in this BLM incorporated criminal justice view? So the committee says that they have concerns over the hiring of cyber ninjas to conduct the audit, saying, quote, the hearing will examine how, despite failing to find any fraud, Cyber Ninja's audit has already inflicted grave damage to our democracy. Well, first of all, they did find illegally administered ballots. And how does auditing the results have a grave damage to the democracy? The audit has threatened the integrity of Arizona's elections, inspired similar hyper-partisan audits in other states. That's the kicker, everybody. The fact that there are more audits in other states, and they're going to find out things that they do not want you to find out, and been used to justify dangerous state election subversion laws. Continues by saying, since then, significant questions have been raised regarding the dark money organizations funding the audit. Hold on a second. Dark money organizations funding the audit? You want to talk about dark money? How about the dark money that was funding the Zuckerberg drop boxes across the country? The $400 million that was used to change the way we do elections in our country, to have mass mail-in voting, which is unconstitutional and illegal in nature, from the Center for Technology and Civic Life, or the dark money that funded the Steele dossier, illegally used to spy on Donald Trump and his campaign. They want to talk about dark money? How about the hundreds of millions of dollars that is put through the Emerson Collective every single year from Lorene Powell Jobs to run attack ads against Republicans and conservatives? They want to talk about dark money? They are the master and the perfecter of dark money. They're the ones that use the dark money apparatus to make it seem as if multi-billionaire leftists are not the ones actually infiltrating and involving themselves in American elections. So the great Andy Biggs has now hit back hard when he was confronted about accepting the audit that showed that Joe Biden won more. That is not what the audit was. There's a difference between a recount and an audit. But I just want to make sure you all understand this, that now you have Congress, the federal Congress, wasting their time about a state-based audit. That's a violation of the constitutional plenary powers that are given to the states to be able to administer elections to their choosing and their liking. Play tape of Andy Biggs.
Do you accept this audit, which showed that Joe Biden won, and indeed by more votes than...
That is not what the audit concluded, Mr. Raskin. You know better than that.
Who won the election in Arizona? Donald Trump?
We don't know, because as the audit, it demonstrates very clearly, Mr. Raskin, there are a lot of issues with this election that took place. We're going to go through those today, but you can continue, speaking of the big lie, you can continue to perpetuate it as long as you want, but we're going to find out.
So he's going back and forth with Jamie Raskin, who's a very uniquely detestable person who serves in Congress, who is saying, well, do you accept that Joe Biden won Arizona according to the audit? And Andy Biggs holds the line, says, that's not what this said. We don't know because of the tens of thousands of illegally administered ballots. And that's just Maricopa County. That's not Arizona. Arizona has several counties. Now, Maricopa is by far the largest county in the beautiful state of Arizona. But it is not, by any means, the only county. It doesn't count Pinal County, Coconino County, Pima County. It certainly does not count where Tucson is, where... Do you think Maricopa is bad? What if you audited Tucson? You're trying to tell me there was not shenanigans happening in Tucson, the Democrat stronghold of Tucson? But this goes to show that the push for auditing our elections and our push for what was revealed in the Arizona audit has the Democrats so disoriented, so confused, and so nervous that they are willing now to use federal oversight power in the United States Congress to go after Arizona's sovereign ability to be able to audit their own elections. Every single state across the country should conduct their own audit. Find out what you do right. Find out what's going wrong. Get to the bottom of how we do elections in our country. It is the most important issue politically. And isn't it interesting how so many Republicans are unwilling to comment on this issue. So many Republicans want to sit idly by and say, oh, yeah, we'll go win the next election. How are you going to go win the next election if you don't know how the elections are actually operating? What happened in Georgia? Well, now you have two Democrat senators, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, thanks to the stellar combination of Kemp and Raffensperger, who signed a consent decree with Stacey Abrams privately and secretly while massively expanding mail-in voting from 248,000 ballots in 2016 to well over 1.2 million ballots in 2021. The Senate would be in Republican hands, and the teenager John Ossoff would not be a senator, and the con man Raphael Warnock would not be a senator. We will get rid of them both. It will take some time. That's what happens when you do not care about how elections are done. And this is why Democrats are so nervous. This is why they want to push H.R. 1. They want to push mass mail-in voting, because they know that if they can change the way we do elections permanently through the structures of elections, then they are going to be in power perpetually, just like they are in California, New Mexico, New York, Connecticut. It is incumbent on patriotic, constitution-loving Americans for us to do more audits and understand they would not be doing this hearing in Congress if it wasn't a threat to their power. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell, lots of energy, has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, and I'm telling you, the slippers, killer slippers. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream sheets. You'll receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper and so much more. Look, here's the thing. You guys might be doing massive orders right now on MyPillow.com. Every time you do MyPillow, promo code Kirk. Mike Lindell, lots of energy, lots of passion. Look, everyone has something in common. You all have to go to sleep. Now, maybe you're an insomniac, and so I got a coffee to sell you, okay? And now that's a different read for a different time. But maybe you got to go to sleep, okay? MyPillow.com, go buy pillow. In fact, if you're an insomniac, I got magnesium to sell you. Different thing for a different time. But you got to sleep, okay? MyPillow.com, go right now. Go buy a bunch of stuff. Go buy all your friends' slippers. Go buy all your friends' Giza Dream Sheets. Go get pillow. Producer Connor, he walked in with his pillow once because he just needed it in between breaks. It was so beautiful. And in fact, I saw someone walking around with Giza Dream Sheets, and I was like, why are you walking around with Giza Dream Sheets? And they said, look, don't judge me, but when I take my cat nap at lunch, I need my Giza Dream Sheets. It was kind of weird, but they did use promo code Kirk, so I gave him a fist bump. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Give high-energy Mike Lindell, not low-energy like Jeb, a boost. MyPillow.com, get a bunch of slippers, Dream Sheets, pillows, and more. Promo code Kirk. Hello, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. The debt ceiling debate continues in Washington, D.C., where it seems like Senator Mitch McConnell has yielded to Schumer's demands. McConnell caved, Elizabeth Warren told reporters, and now we're going to be spending our time doing child care, health care, and fighting climate change. Senator Whitehouse of Rhode Island said that Mitch folded and we have until December to do a build back better, and we will. Senator Tammy Baldwin told CNN that this is a temporary victory in the dispute. McConnell said that Republicans would allow Democrat leaders to use normal procedures to pass the emergency debt limit extension. The Kentucky senator said his offer would moot Democrats about the time crunch created and give a unified Democrat government more than enough time to pass standalone debt limit legislation through reconciliation. I'm reading from foxbusiness.com. Why is Senator McConnell giving the Democrats what they want? Why is Senator McConnell doing the lifting to lift the debt ceiling of a nation that we are already wildly in debt? Now, we don't talk about this as much as we probably should, but we are a debtor nation. I think that President Trump was one of the greatest presidents in modern American history, and definitely the best of my lifetime. But one of the problems, one of the issues that I had with some of the policies was how much money we borrowed. Our U.S. national debt is $28.8 trillion. The United States spends $6.8 trillion, and we're thinking to spend another $4.7 trillion. Our federal revenue, federal tax revenue, is $3.8 trillion, which makes our federal budget deficit just about $3 trillion that we are borrowing every single year. So a deficit is your annual. The debt is the cumulative. So what is the U.S. total debt if you count the unfunded liabilities? Over $84 trillion. And so who are the ones that actually own our debt? Well, China owns trillions of dollars of our debt. And we've gone into great detail in years past of how the debt and the national debt is a national security threat. Borrowing today is taxation tomorrow. Borrowing today is borrowing from your children to eventually have an inflated currency. And one of the reasons why Biden wants to engage in an inflation debt cycle is that when you inflate the currency, all of a sudden the debt becomes worth less. So it goes down. The debt is not as much if all of a sudden the dollar is worth 10% less and the amount that you borrowed last year, you're actually playing with house money. Because then your dollar is not worth as much, but you have more dollars, but the debt limit or the amount you borrowed on your home or corporately did not change. You look at the national debt figures. In 1980, our U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio was 34.67%. In 2000, it was 56%. And today, it's 125%. We are borrowing more money than we are actually worth. Now, one of the few leverage points that Republicans have is the debt ceiling to possibly get anything, something out of the cartel Democrats to be able to get them to agree to secure the southern border, to not have the IRS monitor your transactions. But Senator McConnell, according to Democrats, has caved. And for what reason, I don't exactly know. But I want to talk to a member of Congress who is standing against raising the debt ceiling, that is trying to do everything they possibly can to try to rally the troops to not have Republicans raise the debt ceiling. We are going to have Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene walk through in great detail what's happening in Congress and what you can do to call the Senate switchboard to try to say no to raising the debt ceiling. Right now, Republicans have a unique opportunity where the Democrats need us. They have shown that they do not want what's best for our country. Why would we give them the opportunity to continue to cripple our nation? Charlie Kirk here, and I've warned you about home title theft, where cyber thieves remove you from your home's title and become the owner. I said you better get home title locked because it's coming. Well, if you're on Facebook, that big breach is here. Facebook had 500 million accounts exposed to cyber thieves, and according to a retired FBI cybercrime expert, everything thieves need to take over as the new owner of your home was leaked. Name, address, personal information, it's out there. The thief forges your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home to him. He'll leave you in debt, or he'll even have you evicted. Do what I did and protect your home's title with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection during this high-risk breach. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection. Again, HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. The debt ceiling debate is front and center right now in Washington, D.C. And with us is Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is calling for everyone to do what they can to try and tell the Senate not to raise the debt limit. Congresswoman, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Charlie. Thanks for having me on your show.
You bet. You sent out a tweet saying everyone needs to call the Senate switchboard. Let's take a step back. Walk us through the significance of this and the latest when it comes to the fights happening in Washington, D.C.
Okay, well, just to break it down, everyone needs to understand that the Democrats are working very hard to pass two bills, the infrastructure bill, which is almost $1.2 trillion, and the budget, which they had it at $3.5 trillion. Then they took it up to $4.3 trillion, and that's when Manchin and Sinema in the Senate said, no, we will not vote for this. It's too much money. But here's what you all need to know about both of these bills. The infrastructure bill is not about paving roads or building bridges. It's really about socialism. As a matter of fact, almost it's about around 6% of the infrastructure bill only goes towards real infrastructure, roads and bridges. The rest of it is full on socialism with big programs and even $7.5 billion that will build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations all over the country because they want to force America on electric vehicles, which will force us to be energy dependent on China. And then the budget is even worse. The budget is full passage of the Green New Deal and more socialism. These will be programs we'll never be able to undo, and it will fully wreck our economy and hurt Americans and the future generations. But here's what's happening. The progressives are fighting hard with Nancy Pelosi because they want both bills passed at the same time. And so there's a lot of negotiating going back and forth. Manchin and Sinema are not the good guys in this story. They're just fighting about the price tag of the bills, not what's in them. So here's why I'm telling everyone to call Mitch McConnell and all the Republicans in the Senate. You guys have to put huge pressure on them because you need to tell them to vote no to raising the debt ceiling. This is what they're actually negotiating today on the Senate floor, is raising the debt ceiling, which is another $480 billion in spending. It buys two months to keep the government open, to keep everything running. It gives them 2 months for Democrats to have the stress taken off of them where they can keep negotiating with each other and figure out how to pass the infrastructure and the debt bills. But this is such a bad play on Mitch McConnell and any Republican in the Senate that are actually going to vote to raise the debt ceiling. What they need to be doing is they need to say no at every turn to Democrats and not help them pass the agenda. Don't help Joe Biden. Joe Biden, he needs to be impeached. And so Republicans need to hold the line, stay firm and vote no. So I launched out a tweet. It was a big thread early this morning, attacking Mitch McConnell for working with Schumer and holding hands with him to make deals with Democrats and hurting Republicans all over the country, because it's the constant compromise coming from Republicans giving in to Democrats that has got us where we are today. And we need Republicans to be strong and to be fighters and hold the line and don't help Democrats. And then I started posting and more on social media and tweeting out the phone number to Mitch McConnell's office, tweeting out the phone number to the Senate switchboard, and phone calls streamed in from all over the country, shutting down Mitch McConnell's phone lines, shutting down his voicemail, because people are so angry about this. But here's what we have to do. We have to tell every single Republican senator, there's 50 of them, we have to tell them that they need to vote no, to stop playing along with Democrats, because it just wasn't too long ago that 19 Republican senators caved. And that's why this whole debate is happening. They helped make the infrastructure bill. It was 19 Republican senators that did that. And now Mitch McConnell is about to do it again and help pass Joe Biden's so-called build back agenda. And we have to stop it, Charlie.
So McConnell is saying that he's doing this because he's worried about breaking the filibuster or something, or breaking the Senate. What's your take on that? Is that an excuse, or what do you think?
Well, here's what he's doing is he's wants to sound like he's being rational, right? Mitch McConnell wants to act like he's being the grown up in the room and raising the debt ceiling just for two more months so that everything can keep going. Because what the Democrats are doing is they're about to crash the government. They're about to crash our economy with their reckless spending and their out of control agenda. And we need to allow the Democrats to do that. Let them do everything wrong. And Republicans shouldn't play along with it. But Mitch McConnell is making a grave mistake by letting them have 2 months extra time to continue to negotiate between the squad with, Pramila Jayapal, Ilhan Omar, AOC, going in and talking to Biden at the White House. They just had a meeting the other day where they're negotiating back and forth about what the budget, the numbers need to look like so they can get Manchin and Sinema to vote for it, because it's all about the numbers for Manchin and Sinema. It's not about what's contained in the bills. Mm-hmm. And so Mitch McConnell is failing us again. By caving in and working with Schumer to make this happen.
Yeah, it seems that according to McConnell, he's saying that everything's about protecting the filibuster, but it doesn't seem that Manchin and Sinema would be willing to break the filibuster. And so I don't really quite understand the logic that McConnell is bringing here. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Republicans have leverage here. If every Republican held the line, the Democrats would then have to go to dramatic levels. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So in the Senate right now, for everyone that's listening, there's 50 Republican senators and there's 50 Democrat senators. And then the vice president is one deciding vote. So the Senate is just so tight with 50-50. But with the filibuster in place, which we need to keep there, it takes 60 votes to pass a bill. And so I'm glad you brought that up. Mitch McConnell right now is looking for 10 Republican votes so that he can help Schumer get this across the line today. They want to vote on it today. Jeez. And that's why I've been telling everyone to call. So he's out whipping up 10 Republican votes. And remember, Mitch McConnell is very powerful in the Senate. And these weak Republican senators listen to him. And that's another problem. They need to stop caving to Mitch McConnell, because Mitch McConnell is the one selling out Republicans across the country. And then in the House, just for your listeners to understand, there's 435 members of Congress. Republicans hold the thinnest minority in decades. As a matter of fact, right now, we're only down by 4 votes. And we can defeat Democrat bills just by voting together as a solid block. If the GOP conference stays together and we hold a hard no, like, for example, on infrastructure and the budget, sometimes we can honestly defeat these bills because all the Democrats don't vote for every single bill. A lot of times there'll be several of them that stay out, and the progressives are so radical. They fight Nancy Pelosi all the time, and they'll sit bills out too. And so we can win in the House if we hold together and stay strong. But it's these weak Republicans are the problem. The ones that will vote yes just because they might have an amendment in a bill when the rest of the bill is full on poison, or they vote yes because they have some kind of special project for their district or an earmark, but the rest of the bill is full poison. Republicans need to learn to work harder and smarter and vote together as a block and vote no.
So can you just talk a little bit more about the details of these bills, how disastrous they would be for the American way of life and for what we all love? Talk about you talked a little about the bipartisan infrastructure package. Talk about what's also in the Build Back Better plan that you've actually read this, and what's in it.
All right. There's crazy stuff in there. I'll give you some of the examples that blow your mind. $25 million for butterflies, $25 million for desert fish, $25 million for plants in Hawaii. So that's some of the ridiculous stuff. Here's a big, gigantic piece of corruption. Nancy Pelosi, in her district, she has a so-called national park called Presidio Park. Presidio Park is not a national park where you would go hiking. Presidio Park overlooks the bay in San Francisco and the Golden Gate Bridge. It's some of the most expensive real estate in the United States of America. It also has big, elite, very successful companies like Facebook has been there, Disney. It has private schools with over $50,000 a year tuition. It has massive homes that are the kind of houses that I know most of us don't have. At least I don't. And I know you don't either. Big homes worth millions and millions of dollars. And Presidio Park, Nancy Pelosi's pet project that she launched in 1996, because remember, she's like a dinosaur. She's been there forever. It has a trust. So she puts American taxpayer dollars in a trust And the trust for Presidio Park currently has $403 million in it. And in this bill, Nancy Pelosi has an earmark for $200 million more of taxpayer dollars to go into her Presidio Park, because she has to keep that park as beautiful as possible for all of her rich Democrat donors. And by the way, it's her Democrat donors that sit on the board and manage the trust for Presidio Park. So that's the kind of corruption that the government is funding. And that's with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. But the scariest part for everyone listening that you need to really understand is the Green New Deal. Climate change is a religion for these people. We all know the climate has been changing since God created the earth, and it will continue to change. And there's no amount of taxes and no government on this earth can affect that or stop climate change or make it change any different. It's under God's control, and that's the way it should be. But here's something you all need to know. They use the climate change lie to say that we have to change the way America does energy. And in these bills, they're going to force every single American to have to drive an electric vehicle. Well, I think a lot of electric vehicles are pretty cool and there's nothing wrong with them. But here's what's wrong is our government dictating how our economy runs with private businesses. And the biggest problem is America cannot compete in the electric vehicle market. I know you say, well, but what about like all these American car companies that have that offer electric vehicles? Yes, they do, but we don't control the battery market. And it's the electric vehicle batteries that run these cars. China controls the electric vehicle battery market, not by a little bit, Charlie, by over 84%. And America does not compete. We're less than 10% of the electric vehicle battery market. And so by simply the government taking this socialist approach and forcing our economy, forcing all Americans to have to drive an electric vehicle, they're putting us on our knees to China. And it's something that we will never be able to come out of.
In our fast-paced world, it's tough to make reading a priority. I totally get it. At least it used to be. At thinker.org, T-H-I-N-K-R.org, they summarize the key ideas from new and noteworthy nonfiction, giving you access to an entire library of great books in bite-sized form. Read or listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes, from old classics like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People to recent bestsellers like Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. I can tell you, Thinker has helped me understand big ideas very quickly and quite enjoyably. So if you want to challenge your preconceptions, expand your horizons, and become a better thinker, go to thinker.org. That's T-H-I-N-K-R.org to start a free trial. Again, that's thinker.org/Charlie. T-H-I-N-K-R.org.
Congresswoman, can you just walk through for our listeners in the couple minutes you have remaining? You were just a businesswoman, a regular person. You went to Congress. How broken is Washington, D.C.? How corrupt is it? Just tell us from a normal person's eyes.
It's like a business that should be out of business. It's so corrupt and broken. I'm constantly shocked, and it's hard for me to even feel shocked anymore. But every time I go there, I see another failure. Every single department in the government is completely mismanaged. They will fund programs with millions and billions of dollars, and then they mismanage every single penny. So you know how it is. It's like going into a restaurant and trying to order food, and the waiter or waitress never shows up at the table. And then they finally come and they say, "What do you want?" And then you order your meal, and then you wait and you wait and you wait, and the food never shows up. Yeah, that's the government. That is exactly how it is. And I hate to use a restaurant as an example, because most restaurants are so great, and that's why they're successful, because regular Americans running businesses every single day and working very hard know how to do their jobs far better than people in the government. And I'm embarrassed by our federal government. I think it's a complete joke. I think it's a disaster. And those people couldn't do the everyday American's job. They couldn't even do your job. They couldn't do anyone else's job, because they don't know how to perform, and they don't know how to manage money. But right now, I think what bothers me the most, Charlie, is the way they have turned so far left in the past 8 months. And we're seeing actual communism. We're seeing the DOJ and the FBI be weaponized and targeting patriotic Americans, people that voted for President Trump, people that donated to President Trump. parents that are trying to rein in mm-hmm. their schools that their tax dollars pay for, and they have every right to show up at the school board meetings and demand how they want their children treated and taught.
Let me ask you, in the 2 minutes we have remaining here, talk to me about Republicans in Congress. Are most of them fighting? Are some of them playing a different tune to their voters than what they actually do in Congress?
Well, Charlie, that was Republicans not fighting is really what led me to run for Congress. You see, we know who the Democrats are because they tell us every day. They brag about the socialist programs they want. They brag about BLM and Antifa riots that burned our cities and caused so much destruction, billions in damage. They brag about defunding the police. They brag about open borders, and they're calling Afghanistan a success. And we still have Americans stranded over there and 13 dead soldiers. And we armed the Taliban. So we know who the Democrats are, but it's Republicans that talk and walk like us on mm-hmm. Fox News and on the TV every day and on the campaign trail. But when they get in Congress, they don't follow through with their actions. And it was the 2 years under President Trump's first 4-year term that upset me the most, when they didn't repeal Obamacare. They didn't defund Planned Parenthood. They funded it. They didn't build the wall. They couldn't even fund the wall. And they failed the American people, and they failed President Trump. And it was those Republicans that upset me so much. And that's why I ran for Congress. And so while I think we have some great Republicans in there, we have some that are fighting and working hard to do the right thing. But we have many Republicans that just don't do a damn thing, Charlie. And I'm so sick and tired of it. And it makes me so angry that I'm willing to call them out. I'm willing to spend money out of my leadership pack attacking them, like I did with the infrastructure bill last week, running ads in their district, running ads on Newsmax and Max, and saying that I'll primary any Republican that votes for the infrastructure bill, because I would consider that them being a traitor to Republican voters and to the American people. And it's those Republicans that disappoint me the most and make me so angry, because I don't understand why, if they're going to help the Democrats get their agenda done, if they're going to help the Democrats mm-hmm. destroy our country, I don't know why they put an R by their name.
Well, I agree. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, thank you for joining us. I just want to share the phone number for the Senate switchboard, 202-224-3121, if you want to contact the Senate about the raising of the debt ceiling. And that's Senator McConnell's number, I believe, for the main switchboard. Thank you so much, Congresswoman. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you can do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.